I'm Daryl Welch, and on behalf of the Windows Server Interoperability Team, as Murray said, we do welcome you here today, and we want to continue to state our whole purpose is to make Windows the most interoperable system. And of course, as Michael said first thing this morning, a great part of that is to make sure that you are successful in your implementation of interoperable protocols in particular for our discussion purposes this morning. We do have a number of resources available to you, the implementers, and these are some of the tools that I want to make sure you have in your hand available. So, the Applied Interoperability site is a website that refers to many of the resources that Michael has already talked to you about. And one thing I will say is that all of this information, these links, website links, are included in the presentations, and these handouts will be delivered to you following today's presentations and from the event. So, the Open Specifications Library itself is one of the primary resources, and that includes the documents. As Michael said, there are many documents available to you, and the tools that we provide, such as the Pivot, are a great resource to make that more accessible to you. I do want to highlight the Developer Center. That is a place for gathering a lot of information, some training. There is training, for example, about the Pivot, the application that Michael showed you, and a number of areas for protocol implementation. So for helping you, the developer, you implementing in the environments that you're working with, generally we expect would not be a Windows environment, could be, but generally is not. What are the resources available to you, and how do you progress? For many of you, this documentation that we've talked about, the open specifications, as well as a series of overview documents, is a place to begin. That will cover the various protocols that you need to interoperate. The tools that we will provide, as Michael said, there's a whole series of tools that our teams provide, and Windows does as well, for you to perform your interoperability testing in particular. We have a tool called Message Analyzer, which is a replacement and actually something that does far more than Network Monitor. I'll mention that, although Neil Martin will be presenting this tool later in the day. We have a series of test suites. Tomorrow in the RDP track, we will be delivering a set of the RemoteFX family of protocols. There's a set of test suites for verifying the protocol interoperability of those protocols, and that you can use against your implementation. So, during the track tomorrow for RemoteFX, in Jeroen's presentation, and Xiaotian and Christine and Chris, they will talk to you in more detail about that. That is our focus this week. We have another series of tools, model-based testing. Serge will be delivering a presentation later today to discuss one of these, one of our primary methods of testing the protocol specifications themselves and the implementations, Windows or others such as your own. I do want to talk today, and I'll give you a reference to how you can get support for our open specifications through forums and, of course, through the events themselves that you're attending today, this Plugfest. The open specifications, consider this a reference and a historical point. In the past, we've gone through a series of regulatory requirements that have propelled several programs for client-server interoperability, as Michael pointed out, in some cases replacing a server, a Windows server, for example, or some other Microsoft server, service, or endpoint, such as a client. So these programs are available. They included the documents that we published over the last number of years, since 2007, in the case of Windows. And you'll find them today as a series of document types. In those libraries, the document types that are published include several. First of all, block protocols. So these are somewhat more common to you in the sense that this would be the low level, something like file sharing or SMB, server message block protocol. RPC protocols, a good percentage of the Windows protocols, as well as Michael pointed out, Exchange and other clients, continue to use legacy RPC interfaces. That is one type of protocol specification that we include in our open specifications. Of course, SOAP protocols, which are more common now, are utilized for the web services. And finally, we have what we would call data structures. I would like to point out that many of the protocols that we document in the open specifications are extensions. For example, for the Kerberos protocol, MS Kyle and MS Pack are extensions to the RFCs required for Kerberos. And these extended protocols are utilized to implement the Windows additional supplemental requirements that are needed to interoperate. So if you needed to interoperate with Kerberos for authentication, these specifications are available to you. One other purpose for my explanation is to mention that the open specifications are not RFCs. As Michael said, we certainly use the normative language also used in the RFCs. However, the RFCs themselves, in many cases, are the base specification. So in the case of Kerberos, you would turn to the RFCs, which Microsoft implements for Kerberos on Windows, and then you would go to the open specifications for the supplemental information for the standards that Microsoft has used to extend those particular Kerberos protocols. And in the same way with our RPC, we do extend the base specification, which is C706. However, again, that is the Microsoft Open Specification, RPCE, is an extension to the base specification. I mentioned earlier that there were several sets of protocols, but when you go to download the Microsoft protocols now for the Open Specifications, you will now receive a single set. So you will no longer receive the Microsoft Communication Protocols set. You will receive simply the Windows protocol specifications for download as a zip file. One of the more common habits, you can certainly select this individual document when you're on MSDN, but you are also prompted with the option to download a zip file, the Windows protocols zip file, which contains all of the specifications. As we said, there are a series of documents themselves. You start with the overview documents to get an understanding of how the various pieces of a protocol family would fit together. For example, we talked about RDP, which the Remote FX family of protocols will be presented in more detail by the Windows team tomorrow. You would start with an overview document that would describe the protocol family, and there are various tasks the technical documents themselves that provide you the details. As we said, for example, extending the Kerberos protocols, you would go to a specific technical document for that given protocol. We described server-to-server protocols, client-to-server protocols. There are various reference documents. You, the non-Windows implementers, we've been working with a number of your companies here, but folks who are attending here today or who have attended our other events. And so to paint just a brief picture for you, we have a number of ecosystems. The RDP, or in brand name terminology, the Remote FX family, is a very large and growing family. The whole area of these thin clients, which is an area that's very familiar to many of you. And that is an ecosystem which is growing. File sharing is something that has been growing for a number of years in the Windows ecosystem. So we interoperate with a number of file sharing implementers. I'll mention them in more detail. We also have a number of areas such as directory, certificate, or authentication. Of course, if you have a file server, you're going to require some level of authentication to be implemented in order to interoperate. So as we mentioned, there are Kerberos protocols and other methodologies. There are various certificate protocols that are utilized as well. So this gives you an idea of the broad set of protocols. And of course, there are what we call man-in-the-middle implementations, the internetworking vendors, that cover a number of these protocols. So as you can see from the diagram, these protocol families do overlap in many cases. But just to remind you that although there are thousands of protocols and many protocol documents available, these are the areas that are of very high interest to your colleagues in the industry. And we've observed that. So I'll refer you to some of these areas. Again, we mentioned RDP or Remote FX. If you wanted to learn more about what protocols are required to implement, what resources are available in the documents, you would turn to the overview document itself, in this case TSSO, and then turn to the various RDP documents themselves in the Open Specifications Library. So in the same manner, for some of our other families that I just mentioned, there are overview documents available to you. I won't spend a lot of time going through this list. However, you'll find in the presentation a list of all of our system overview and task documents that we have traditionally described for the various operations that are required to interoperate with Windows. For example, our RDP or Remote FX, our various domain implementations, such as a task to join a domain. We have had in the past system overview documents as well. Again, we've listed those. I have highlighted specifically that we're now in, these are in red, the new overview documents, which are replacing those system documents. And you will see over time that you will find the library will include more of these OD documents in place of the system overview documents. For example, for Active Directory, which is a very common area of implementation, you would now turn to ADOD as the overview document that describes that area. So look for this list to evolve over time. Consider this a snapshot and a reference for you today, and hopefully that helps you. On CodePlex, we've provided a series of captures which represent common scenarios of implementation. I mentioned, for example, joining a domain. That is a very common scenario that involves a variety of protocols. We also have some authorization protocols for what we call CBAC, or claims-based authentication now in Windows 8. If you want to see what those protocol behaviors look like on the wire, we've provided examples to you that you can download, and they are annotated for you as well. We take advantage of these overview scenarios and use these protocol scenarios and how they are observed on the wire, we'll use these at events such as our plug fests to give you information that might be helpful. An overview of these events. As you are experiencing today, we do have plug fest events. This is a unique global event. We've come here to Taipei. We have a series of events. Many of them are on campus. These are intended to provide you with technical opportunities for gathering information from the product teams and members to deliver tools to you and to use those tools for testing your implementations. Look to our applied interoperability site that I mentioned earlier for a calendar of events that are available to you in the coming year. And all of our presentations, such as the ones today, are recorded and posted to our Open Specifications channel on Channel 9 on MSDN. As I mentioned earlier, there is support available to you for the Office Open Specifications, Windows, SQL. All of our Open Specifications are supported by our escalation engineers. You'll meet Brian tomorrow if you're attending some of the sessions and in the RDP track. Our escalation engineers are available 24/7 to answer the questions. Exact time for a response will vary. We try to work within reasonable periods of time to deliver an answer. They won't get back to you immediately, but within a day you will receive an initial response. These domain experts are also available via DocHelp, which is a confidential alias. So, and this same support team provides answers through this input mechanism. This is a dependency upon you, the implementer, whether you want to ask your question publicly through a forum, that is just fine. If you would prefer to deliver it confidentially, you are free to submit your question about the open specifications through DocHelp. We do appreciate your feedback. I wanted to provide an opportunity to just paint the picture of what our process looks like. So you, the partners who are implementing in a non-Windows environment, would provide feedback on the specification or have a question. That would come through the support team, be driven back through our product teams into the documents for themselves, and then the document would in turn be delivered back through our MSDN libraries for the open specifications and would be published with your feedback included in a future release. There are several types of issues for which this team delivers support. These are a series of senior engineers, since they're supporting you, who are typically Unix or Linux developers. They will support the test suites that we deliver for these events. As Michael said, we have a series of tools. They'll clarify topics from the protocol specifications themselves or other documents, and they'll help you guiding your approach and give you some guidance about what may or may not be in scope, or refer you to, if you're having a problem with, for example, with Windows itself, if there's a bug, something as Michael described earlier, some crash. Those of us who've had experience in this area of support and engineering, as Michael said, you would be guided through the right person or the right support team to get a problem solved, whether it be for the Microsoft product or whether it's Windows or some other Microsoft product that we're talking about. Again, the goal here is to provide support for our open specifications for protocol interoperability. This is a picture taken from last year. We held a joint identity and exchange protocols plug fest on campus. We had a good number of attendees and participants who tested and, as we described earlier, provided a whole experience surrounding those protocol families. Some of you I've met were here last year for this very event in this building. This was, last year was our first event of this kind internationally, and the first event in Taipei. So thank you for your feedback. We're certainly hoping to learn more about what you're doing in the industry and to hopefully reach out to you and be useful with these tools and resources that we're making available. We had a file sharing in SharePoint PlugFest in 2011, this last year, and again for file sharing. SMB3 is one of the large areas of implementation for file sharing. And you will notice through the industry, a number of companies have announced or delivered products. EMC publicly released their SMB3 implementation recently. A number of the partners who participated helped us deliver a Microsoft openness blog referred to here, in which they provided feedback and indicated that the specifications and the support that they've received through these events and tools have been helpful to them in verifying their interoperability and improving their products. So we're really pleased about the progress in that area. We also have an event we had for the first time in the remote FX RDP area on campus. We're having one that Jeroen will talk about more coming up. So look for information about that for those of you who are interested in that area and protocol family as well. One of our largest events, other than this event here in Taipei, is our storage event, SNIA, in Santa Clara. There are a number of partners who participate. You can see some pictures here from the PlugFest, a lot of activity taking place. As I mentioned, SMB3 is a highly interesting protocol family for the implementers, and there's a high demand for it. In fact, many industry publications have indicated that this is the most important protocol family for Windows Server 2012. Even to the point of being perhaps the most important functionality included. So you'll see in this list of partners who participated in the event, it was underwritten by Microsoft and, of course, NetApp, but many others participated. As I already indicated, a number of these partners, these industry companies, have developed Linux or Unix-based implementations of the SMB3 protocol family in particular, and although they announced them at SNIA in the past, they actually have delivered them to the industry so that they are fully interoperable with Windows 8 today. One of the partners we've worked on interoperability with in the open source world is the Samba team. So if you look at their blog, they have talked about the interoperability labs and PlugFest that we participated in with them and have provided excellent feedback for us. And they have indicated the progress they've made in implementing a full Active Directory on top of Linux so that if you want to deploy your Linux systems, you can interoperate with Windows Server through the Samba 4 AD and authentication implementation. They are also releasing not only SMB2, but now an SMB3 protocol family implementation. So these are a few areas that I wanted to highlight for our Windows Server interoperability. Did you have any questions about the tools and resources that we've discussed here today? Yes. NFS. So the question is, are you asking what resources are available for NFS? Well, first of all, I'll start by saying the NFS protocol is not documented in our open specifications. It is, of course, an industry standard. But whereas SMB is a Microsoft open specification, NFS is not. However, having said that, Windows Server, starting with 2012, you may be familiar with, has included a full NFS implementation. We worked with some industry experts and through university. We have a client implementation and a server implementation now. So although it is not our focus through the Open Specifications program, Microsoft as a company for Windows Server does support NFS for interoperability. So hopefully that helps you. And we do participate, I mentioned the PlugFest at SNEA. SNEA also includes a NFS PlugFest. I do not participate in that part of it. I'm focused on the SMB and open specifications areas. But I will say that and some other events that Microsoft does participate with as well. Any other questions? Well, thank you for your time.